Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2.5 cents, 5.33, a penny off the highs. December wheat down 2.25 cents, 7.31¾, 0.75 cents off the low. And November beans down 14¾ cents at 12.28¼, just a quarter off the lows there. Bean oil closed down a full penny after being up about a penny and a half at one point last night. Crude oil got up to 81.60, closed at 80.52, so that was a little more than a full dollar off its highs out there. But the strength in the crude oil did little for the bean oil. I think we've talked about the bean oil kind of separating from the crude oil out here, and we certainly saw that again here today. No exports this morning, no export inspections, and no crop progress tonight due to the holiday. We'll get all that tomorrow, as if tomorrow won't be a busy enough day. But we'll see if the Chinese did any buying. But so far, we haven't seen any evidence of that. Well, maybe we'll see something tomorrow. Obviously, the funds wanted to blow out of some long beans here, lighten up on the oil. They're heavily long oil. About 70,000 contracts after today would be my guess. They're getting closer to about even in the beans. Maybe they're long 15,000 or so in the beans, somewhere in that range. They're short the meal still and added to that just a little bit. But the length of the fund long positions in corn and bean oil really concern me out here. If we have a bearish corn report, I think this market will be in serious trouble. Now, the beans closed at the lowest levels it's closed at since the March 31st report. So we've given back all those spring gains after the March report. We haven't given back all the gains from the bull market, but certainly been significant out here. Now, if we do have a bearish report tomorrow, there should be good support in the beans between 1190 and 1180. I think the Chinese would step up and buy some beans on a breakout here. So, the funds aren't that long there. Maybe it's time to buy some meal, sell some oil. But the corn with funds long, about 250,000 contracts of corn, you got to be very concerned if it's a bearish report out there. The carryout's just going to be, the average guess is just a touch higher, like 13 million bushels. But that's on a decreased production number. But we'll have to see if they adjust exports and feed usage out here. So that's really about it. I wouldn't mind being long corn, short beans. Obviously, the trade feels the same way here. But I think it's just too risky being straight long, corn with the funds long this much. If it's a bear report, corn could have a seriously tough day tomorrow. The beans, again, I think the Chinese will buy it on a hard break, but we'll have to see exactly what the numbers say. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.